Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the Big One, 50,000 watts. WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.
About to have our national anthem here on 104.7 WKJC. And Grant, we're ready to go. And man, there is a lot of good, glad, and contingency, but man, there's a lot of navy blue in the building tonight.
Yeah, these crowds are, they came out, they showed up, and it's going to be electric in this building tonight.
We'll get your starting lineups here in just a minute, but let's just real quick over, you know, just kind of our keys for this one tonight. I mean, you know, you coached, albeit on the football field, you coached some big-time playoff games. What was the nerves like of your team when it was kind of right before the game started? You could kind of feel the energy pick up in the building, or in your case, you know, at the stadium.
Yeah, I think the national anthem is when it really hits. You know, that moment of silence right there, looking at the flag. And when that's done, you got to just turn it on. You got to go into that different mode. You know, what you've worked for all week has to click right then. And, you know, you're getting your names announced right now. As soon as that ball's tipped off, you got to just, you know, try flipping it. Obviously, it's a playoff game. Obviously, it's, you know, survive in advance, do or die. You know, the losing team is never going to be able to play basketball again. But at the end of the day, you just got to play the way that you know you can. You can't overthink it. You can't stress out about the future. You just got to go out here and you got to play a solid 32 minutes and let the chips fall how they fall.
Starting lineup tonight for the Standard Sterling Panthers, number 3, Braden Sullivan. Number 4, Brody Sullivan. It is number 20, Nick Nuremberg. Number 30, Truman King. And number 24, Cooper Prout. For the Gladwin Flying G's, same starting lineup, I believe, as the other night. They will start number 2, Brady Garrett. Number 4, Lucas Meade. Number 11, Nick Wheeler. Number 13, Caden McDonald. And number 31, Seth Meade. Ready for some high school basketball tonight. Thanks to Marvin Lee back at the radio station, keeping us on the air, sounding great here today as we're set for this district semifinal. This game brought to you in part by Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling, Knuckle Oil of Standish, the Wilty Insurance Agency of Standish, Tremble Insurance Agency of Standish, and by Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott. Lucas Meade and sophomore Brody Sullivan will head to the line. Center court, live from Ogama Heights. Here we go. Tip is controlled by the Flying G's. They will start with the basketball. It is Seth Meade who will bring it up for Gladwin. Works on that right side, guarded by Braden Sullivan, drives to the corner, kicks it out up top where Nuremberg gets a steal. Nick Nuremberg moves up the left side and will hand it off to Braden Sullivan. Panthers work up top, moving right to left. Brody Sullivan now has it on the left wing, goes up top to Cooper Prout. Big guy gives it to Truman King on the left side. He's guarded by Lucas Meade. Looks like both teams will play man-to-man defense here, no zone like we saw the other night. Braden Sullivan drives inside, floater at the free throw line, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nick Wheeler. Here comes the Flying G. Seth Meade gets the ball across the timeline. He's double-teamed by Nuremberg and Braden Sullivan. Now it's Lucas Meade, goes to Wheeler at the free throw line. Right side, Lucas Meade for 3, too long. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Prout.
Looks like Stan switched to a little bit of zone there once they got up past half court.
Brody Sullivan with the ball on the left side. Now goes to Truman King. He gets a screen, works to the corner for 3. It's short, and it will go out of bounds as it hit off the top of the backboard.
Just a little force in the issue there, a little unnecessary shot. Might be a little bit of nerves. Minute 11 in the game here, but no harm, no foul. Still 0-0 very early.
Standish does look like they're working into some sort of full court press here. Nuremberg and Sullivan are backing up, so not really putting pressure on. Just enough to make Gladwin think. Flying G's get it across the timeline. Go to Seth Meade at the volleyball line. Now Lucas Meade left side to the free throw line. McDonald. McDonald drives down the lane. Up and under move. Saw that plenty of times. And he's right in front of the rim and scores.
That's where Gladwin's had a lot of success. Right there in the paint with those opportunities. And Sanchez had to put a body on a little bit more down there.
Nuremberg works on the left side. Guarded by Nick Wheeler. Picks up his dribble. Goes up top to Sullivan. Braden Sullivan calls out a new play. Left side, Truman King, again guarded by Meade. Up top, Brody Sullivan. He'll drive right down the lane, and he's going to push off with that off arm. And so that'll be Brody Sullivan's first foul. Standish's first foul. And it's 2-0 Gladwin. 6:07 to play in the first.
Team first.
Couple of nervous plays by Standish early on.
Yep, just want to calm down a little bit. Just need to see one go through the hoop, I think, and everything will be fine after that.
Seth Mead brings the basketball across for Gladwin. Stuck up top, gets it to Garrett. Garrett into McDonald at the free throw line. There's the up. Tried to get the under, had the ball ripped out of his hands. Left side, Lucas Mead. Hop step in the lane, cross court pass to Garrett. Down inside McDonald, and now we have 3 seconds in the key. It looks like Nick Wheeler might have been hanging out a bit too long. Setting up camp down low.
The rare 3-second violation. Don't see that a whole lot.
I've been seeing it a lot more recently. Girls basketball, I saw it some more. Saw it once in the game before us here. Apparently, must be an emphasis.
Yeah, key emphasis this year.
Pass down low, picked off by Nick Wheeler. Here comes Gladwin. And a foul going to be coming here. Looks like Truman King might pick this one up. 5:35 to play in our first quarter. 2-0 Gladwin. Last we heard on our sister station, Hits FM 103.3 and 94.9, Alcona playing well against Johannesburg Lewiston, 41-26, the most recent score. Out of the inbound, pass to McDonald. Goes up for a shot, can't get it. Rebound, Truman King, up to Braden Sullivan, who beat everybody down the floor for an easy layup. We're tied at 2.5 minutes into this one. Right side, Seth Mead, he pulls up for three, rims out. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Prout. Now it is Braden Sullivan who brings it up, drives right inside. He is fouled on the floor. And so it will be Standish inbounding underneath. See fouls on the drive.
It's a great effort by Standish right there getting to the hoop. As soon as they get their rebound, they're going to try pushing off the floor. They want to show off their athleticism, get up close to that rim and make plays happen. And now drawing a couple fouls already.
Second team foul on, or first team foul on Gladwin. Right side, Brody Sullivan. Now to the corner, Braden Sullivan. Screened by Nuremberg. He works against it. Gets into the paint. Kick out Cooper Prop. Big guy for three. No good. Rebound, Brody Sullivan. He goes up. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. The sophomore guard comes down and rebounds.
Outstanding rebound right there by Brody Sullivan. And that's what we talked about in the pregame show. A lot is the rebounding there. And if Stanis is able to have those effort plays right there, that's going to be a great advantage against Gladwin.
Foul goes on number two, Garrett. Free throw by Sullivan is good. First points on the night for Brody. So it's the Sullivan's three and Gladwin two. As Brady lines up for his second free throw. Brody Sullivan, I'm sorry. He knocks that one home as well. 4-2 Standish. 3 minutes into this one. Gladwin will work it through the pressure. And Nuremberg got a hand on it, but Lucas Mead able to come and grab it. Bounce pass down low. Wheeler blocked by Brody Sullivan. Rebound by Wheeler. Ripped out of his hands by Prout. And here come the Panthers. Sullivan to Brody Sullivan down low. Good defense by Gladwin to get back. Left side, Cooper Prout. Prout bounce pass up top to Nick Nuremberg, who's going to give it to Truman King on the right wing. Back up top, Nuremberg and Standish spacing all off. They're going to have to reset. They do. 4-2 Standish. Brody Sullivan, handoff, Truman King. Deep three over me. Knock it down.
That's great right there. Excellent shot attempt by him. With the confidence to be able to take that. And that's a big shot for Standish there. Now taking a 5-point lead early.
And you mentioned that about getting him going early. That's big. He struggled a little bit early last time we saw them against Ogama Heights. Here he gets it. Pass inside to Wheeler. And Wheeler just kind of absentmindedly started walking backwards. And unfortunately, the referees don't give you help just because you accidentally travel.
Yeah, four early turnovers here for Gladwin. The first 4 minutes, not ideal. But now bringing in Jace Massey, one of their big presence off the bench the last game. Let's see if he's able to help them.
It looks like Dalton Peters checks into the game as well. So they're going to go probably their five best players. Braden Sullivan drives inside, kick Cooper Prout to the corner. He's going to go back up top to Sullivan. Sullivan drives down the left side, left-hand layup, too strong. Rebound by Dalton Peters. Here comes Gladwin. Seth Mead will bring it across. Pass to Nick Wheeler in the corner. Little step, gather, step back. Throws it up top to Seth Mead. Almost picked off by Nuremberg. Mead dribbles into a three. Off left. Rebound pulled down by Truman King. And he will almost lose the basketball, but able to regain it and hand it off to Braden Sullivan. Braden Sullivan will give it to Truman King. Another deep three. That one off. A rebound, Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg gives it to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan to Truman King in the corner. He'll drive baseline. He'll go up, and he will score.
Wow, what a great effort right there by Truman King. And
timeout, Gladwin. 9-2 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC is brought to you in part by Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Daniel Septic Service of Sterling, Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, the Law Office of Duane Hadley and Standish, and Surveying Solutions, Inc. of Standish. 9-2 Standish over the top of Gladwin, and you got anything for what Gladwin can do to kind of stem the tide a little bit?
Well, I love the timeout. They're trying to just calm your nerves a little bit, and that was a great effort right there trying to get to the hoop, but I'm able to miss it because a big rebound right there by Cooper Proud again.
Lucas Mead drove to the bucket, but couldn't finish over the good defense of Cooper Prout, who then got the rebound. Truman King, basketball up top, give to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan right to the lane, fearless, finger roll, good!
I love Stanish's effort just to get to the rim. They are not afraid of Gladwin's size, athleticism, and strength at all. They're just taking it right to the rim and then making plays down low.
It's 11-2 Standish. We saw Gladwin fall down early on Monday night, though, so this is not any time to start celebrating already if you're the Panthers. Left side, Massey. Massey to the free throw line. Wheeler, nice little elbow jumper, is good.
They needed that in the worst way. Gladwin's really struggling confidence, turning the ball over a little bit right there. Nick Wheeler, one of their best players, able to get it right there on the elbow. Great basket.
It's a lot easier to score when you shoot the ball.
Yeah.
A lot easier instead of turning it over.
It does help.
Brody Sullivan hands it to Truman King. Thought about the deep three, but Meade comes out on him, so he drives. Fade away at the free throw line, but can't get it to go. Tried to flop his way to a foul. Senior move right there. See if you can get yourself a foul. Rebound comes down to Peters, who then gets it to Seth Meade.
Just got to test the officials early. Got to see what they're calling tonight.
Oh, yeah, see what they're doing. Pass inside, picked off by Brady Sullivan. Brayden Sullivan moving up the floor. No one stops the ball. He dribbles in. He lost it off his knee, and it's going to go out of bounds. And he just got moving a little too quickly there. I think he kept looking for somewhere to pass it, but no one popped open, and he just kind of got moving too quickly.
Yep, just went a little bit too quick there. Got to slow it down just a tad.
Lucas Meade will jog it up for Gladwin. 11-4 Standish. He drives, shoots a little mid-range jumper. Good. Nice move by Lucas Meade, and good burst to get open.
I think Gladwin might have found their way around that zone right there. Just to, you know, get right in the middle around the three-throw line area. You're going to have opportunities to get those shots up.
11-6 Standish, 1:15 to play. Brody Sullivan kick out to Nuremberg. Nuremberg looking. He dribbles up top. Pass to Truman King at the free-throw line. Almost stolen. Now, pass making a three is going to be way off to the right for Nick Nuremberg. And so it'll be Gladwin basketball. That is one thing about Standish, is they don't really have, outside of Truman King, a big three-point threat. The King can knock it down from anywhere, but it's finding somebody else who can shoot it.
That's why if you can get out there, if you're Gladwin, force those other guys to either take those opportunities or force them to come inside and meet you halfway, it's going to be a favorable opportunity for them.
Seth Meade has it up top for the Gladwin Flying G's. Bounce pass to Peters at the free throw line. Had it ripped out of his hands, but he's able to get it back. Thrown up at the rim, no good. Tip by Wheeler, no good. Rebound comes down to Seth Meade, and Meade to Lucas Meade. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. Left side, Meade. He'll try a three. Seth Meade for three, no good. Rebound tipped up in the air, controlled by Cooper Prout. 20 seconds remaining. Braden Sullivan will jog it up. Standish, let's see if they hold for one shot. 11 seconds. Left side, Cooper Prout. 7 seconds. Right side, Nuremberg. They got to go. Up top, King. They got him an open three. And just off to the right, Brody Sullivan got the rebound at the buzzer. Good! A little fadeaway. Ends our first quarter at Standish 13 and Gladwin 6 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish 13-6, Standish Sterling over top of Gladwin after one quarter of play. And man, there's one thing you definitely can't knock. It is the effort of the Standish Sterling Panthers, especially Brody Sullivan. 2 second-chance buckets out of him in that quarter. Well, one, he had to go to the free throw line and got two, but then right at the buzzer there, he gets one. Brody Sullivan, a guard, a sophomore guard at that, playing big in that first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like a big man out there coming out on those boards, and what a great opportunity at the end of the game. I think it's just a get-it-and-go mentality. When they got the you know, boards on the defensive end, they're getting going. When they get the boards on the offensive end, it's getting and putting it right back up. So great opportunities by Stanish in an excellent first quarter.
Jacob Bartlett inbounds to Braden Sullivan. Again, Panthers lead 13-6. Hand off to Wendell. Wendell back to Bartlett as we start our second quarter. Pass up top. Lost by Wendell. Here comes McDonald for Gladwin. Right to the lane. Barrels over. And they're going to give a blocking foul to Bartlett. That is close. Close, close, close. That is one that can go either way. So Bartlett will pick up the foul. McDonald to go to the line to shoot two.
Team
7:44 to play in our second quarter. Standish 13, Gladwin 6, and McDonald at the line. First free throw is up, and it is too long. This game brought to you in part. Let me pull up my list here. This game is brought to you in part by Eastern Dust Control of Standish and Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tallis. Second free throw, no good. Seth Mead for three, way too long, and rebounded by Braden Sullivan. Right side, Wendell. Wendell, handoff inside, back out to Wendell. Sullivan to Truman King. Drives into the lane, little floater, off the glass and good.
Wow, what an opportunity right there by Truman King. Pump faked on the three, took it down to the paint, able to bank a shot in right there, and really good start for Standish offensively there after turning over the first time.
15-6, and now a turnover. Braden Sullivan steals a pass. He drives into the lane, goes right at Meade, and too short. No, they're going to call a foul.
Whew. Just like you said on that blocking there, that was close. That was close right there, too. A couple really tight calls here early in the first minute of the second quarter.
So one goes either way, so evens out. I don't think I really agree with either one, but evens out. And they're both so difficult. Those are both so tough. You got guys moving that fast, and the block charge is impossible. First free throw by Sullivan is good. So if you subscribe to Ball Don't Lie, you're good to go. Then you think everything works out.
Well, you have to subscribe to it. That's Rasheed Wallace's model.
That is. And it works, man. It works. There's some juju around, you know, Ball Don't Lie, man. It works. 10-point lead for Standish, 16-6. 11-point lead, 17-6. 4 points on the night, and the two Sullivans have combined for 10. Brody has 6, Braden with 4 now. Lucas Meade brings it up. Left side to Jace Massey. Massey being harassed by Wendell. Gets it to Lucas Meade, and Wendell, who's given up a ton of size, is causing some problems. Pass to Garrett, he'll drive inside, kick to Lucas Meade, left wing corner, no good, left corner three, I should say, but rebound by Dalton Peters. Peters loses the basketball, ripped out of his hand by Truman King, off his foot, and it's a turnover.
Gladwin really struggled to contain possession. They have 7 early turnovers in this game, not helping their cause here, trying to get back in an 11-point deficit.
Braden Sullivan will bring it up, new man in for Gladwin. Hand off to Bartlett. Bartlett to Truman King. He'll drive, kick to the corner. Caleb Emmons thought about the three, drives baseline, right up at the rim and scores.
What a great move right there. Everybody thought he was going to shoot the three. Hesitation, drive to the lane. Gladwin backed off, wide open layup and able to convert on it.
Lucas Meade brings it up. Gladwin trails by 13. Hand off to Connor D. Three-pointer by Massey. Way too long. Rebound, though, controlled by McDonald of Gladwin. Can't get that to go. Rebound, Truman King of Standish. Panthers bring it up, leading by 13, 19-6. Braden Sullivan, crossover, into the lane, left hand, no good. Rebound, though, tipped out to Caleb Emmons. Right side, Wendell thought about the three and will go back up top to Bartlett. Bartlett hands off. Wanted a handoff to Sullivan, but good defense by Massey. They do get it to Truman King on the right side, though. Truman King asks for a screen, gets one, works on the smaller Garrett, kick out to Bartlett. Bartlett into the lane, handoff Emmons, goes up strong, no good. And rebound pulled down by Connor D of Gladwin. Here comes Lucas Meade, had his steam right to the rim, goes up over Bartlett, no foul call. Rebound pulled down by Caleb Emmons, and Coach Quinn is hot. Everybody down the floor, it's Cason Wendell. He beat everybody for a layup. And it's 21-6.
Yeah, I think Gladwin might want to think about calling a timeout here and try slowing this down one more time because Sanchez is on fire right now.
Lucas Meade, Garrett mid-range jumper, way too high. Rebound though, Connor D. Floater off the glass, and they needed that.
They needed that in the worst way. What a way to get an offensive rebound right there and put it right back up.
And we got a step over the line by... Looks like when Sullivan inbounded it, he stepped on the line. So it's 21-8 Standish. Coach Coyne giving an earful to one of the officials over there. About two different calls. He thought the ball hitting the top of the backboard should have been out of bounds, which it shouldn't. That was correctly called. Lucas Mean gets in the left corner, up top to Garrett. Garrett inside. It's knocked away by Emmons. Here come the Panthers. Braden Solomon down the floor. Floater is gone. When this team gets out and runs, they are almost unstoppable, and it's 23-8 Standish.
Yeah, they just keep forcing turnovers, and they're converting every opportunity that they're hitting.
Nice play by Lucas Mead. He drives inside, little floater at the free throw line, makes it 23-10. They're going to need him to play big.
Yeah, he's just going to have to start stepping up, just kind of taking over this game to get back into it, because this is a Standish team. Unlike Oklahoma, you really don't want them to get out too far ahead, or else it might be game over early.
Bartlett hands off to Braden Sullivan. Step back three. Knock it down! 7 points in the quarter for Braden Solomon, 9 total, and a 16-point lead for the Panthers, 26-10. Lucas Mead guarded by Wendell. Up top, working through the pressure. Kick out to Seth Mead. Man, Standish is harassing these guards. Inside to McDonald. McDonald, a pump fake, stolen by Bartlett from behind. Bartlett will bring it up. Give it to Truman King, to Wendell. And they'll reset up top. Braden Solomon thought about the three. Left side, Emmons. Emmons to Truman King. He thought about the three as well. He'll go to the corner. Clear some space. Drive! He'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Standish's physicality and this dominant effort right now is just showing so much. And that's why it's a 26-10 game right now with 3:48 to go in our second quarter. Standish looking really good right now.
Timeout, Gladwin, 26-10. Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC is brought to you in part by the Greg Walker Insurance Agency of Augray, LeClaire Chiropractic of Standish, and Vantage Plastics of Standish. 26-10, Gladwin, it's 26-10 Standish. Gladwin just fouled Truman King. He's at the line shooting two. That's where we took our timeout, and Truman King knocks home the first. So far in this quarter, it is 16-4. 14-4, excuse me. Second free throw by King makes it 15-4 in the quarter. And it's 28-10, Standish.
Let's see how Gladwin responds after the timeout here. They need a basket in the worst way, down 18 points. They need something simple. Let's see what the coach drew up here.
Wheeler has on the right side, goes to Garrett in the corner, an open three. Knock it down. They needed that.
What a great opportunity right there, getting the ball around. Wide open corner shot for a nice easy three and able to convert. Could bring some confidence to them. Let's see what Standish is able to respond.
28-13. Hand off to Truman King. He'll try a deep three. A little bit long. Rebound fought for, controlled by the Panthers. Sullivan with it. Up top, King. He'll drive into the lane. Go up on Mead. Scores! He is giving up a probably good 4 or 5 inches on Lucas Mead. He just continues to go right at him. And it's 30-13 Standish. Lucas Mead has on the left side, goes to the free throw line to D. D has it picked off by Braden Solomon. He read the pass perfectly. Up to Bartlett. Bartlett in the lane. Left hand. Got it with the foul.
And one. Wow.
What a pass by Braden Solomon up to Bartlett, who was pushed from behind. Little left hand is good. And it is 32-13, and a chance for Standish to get up by 20 in the first half.
You can feel it here right now, the energy that Standish has, not only on the court, but in the crowd. They have a great turnout right here for the Panther Nation, and now 19-point lead.
Bartlett misses the free throw. Lucas Mead gets it, and he gets it, and he just runs right to the rim, and he'll go up and score over the top of Wendell.
I think that's something that Gladwin just needs to do. They just need to get the ball, just try going, force it down there. And if you pick up an offensive foul, you pick up an offensive foul, but try creating the contact and forcing some issues down low.
Makes it 32-15 Standish. Bartlett goes right side to Wendell. Wendell wants to get inside to King. Nothing there, so he'll go back up top to Bartlett. Bartlett dribbling up top. Loses the basketball. And somehow able to come away with it. Gets it to Truman King. Truman King in the lane, right at Mead. Hang, shoots, no good. Rebound Lucas Mead, and he'll be fouled. And so that is only the fourth team foul on the Panthers, so not too much to worry about there. Foul is on Truman King. I think it's just his first. Haven't put it up on the board yet.
Gladwin down right now, 17 points with 2:15 to go here in the second quarter. They just got to chip away just a little bit. You know, if you can get this game close to 10 points by halftime, you've already shown the ability to be a comeback team in the second half. Get it close to 10, you're feeling okay.
Second foul on Truman King. Garrett has it, goes up top. Nuremberg almost picked it off, but Wheeler able to get it. Go right side to Garrett. Into his zone now are the Panthers. Cross court, Seth Mead. Open three. Knock it down.
Excellent pass right there by Gladwin across the court. And Seth Mead, no hesitation whatsoever. And Gladwin shooting the three ball. Okay, not too bad right now.
It's 32-18 now. Gladwin cuts into that deficit a little bit. Bartlett gives it to Sullivan. He'll thought about the three. Step back again. Off left. Rebound, Lucas Mead. Lucas Mead will jog it up. Right side, Massey. Massey into the lane. Kicks to Garrett. Garrett for three. No good. Rebound. And there's going to be a foul on Massey. Went over the back of Caleb Evans. 16 foul on Gladwin. Have our first winner of the evening as on our sister station, Hits FM. Alcona 62, Johannesburg Lewiston 41. So Alcona is finding themselves a date with either Tawas or Whittemore Prescott in the district final. Caleb Emmons checks out. Cooper Prout checks back in for Standish. Lucas Mead will get a break here as Caden McDonald checks in for him. So they want to give Mead a break here this last minute and 27, it seems like. Sullivan goes left side to Prout. Prout back up top to Nuremberg. Nuremberg standing on the right side. Loses his dribble after he dribbled once. Able to get it to Bartlett. Bartlett dribbles around the screen, goes into the lane, has the ball poked at, and Garrett's going to pick up a foul. Garrett reaches in. That'll send Bartlett to the line, shooting a 1-1.
Gladwin picking up the pace there. Really a lot more, you know, a lot more pace in the defense there. They kind of been lackadaisical a little bit, allowing Stanish to, you know, go at them. Gladwin's defense kind of tightening up. Obviously drew a foul, now 1-1 here with 1:06 to go.
Brock Bartlett at the line. First one is up, and it is good. Bartley with 3 points now on the night. Lucas Mead didn't get a long break. He's back into the game. He'll check in for Garrett. Brock Bartlett will shoot the second free throw. Three dribbles, sets, and fires. And that one's good. 34-18, Standish. Seth Mead will dribble it up. 60 seconds to play in the half. Dribbles through the pressure. Ball on the ground. And Standish going to come away with it. Demanding a timeout, but they're going to get a jump ball. And that was the right thing to let him have the jump ball. There was dual possession there. That was the correct call. I don't know, they wanted the timeout, but there was still another hand on that basketball. So Gladwin gets it. Lucas Meadle inbound. Ooh. To Wheeler. Wheeler steps into a mid-range jumper. Got it to go.
Through the contact, too. A little wild entry pass right there. Able to come down with it and find that mid-range shot once again.
Makes it 34-20. Sullivan with the basketball. Crosses over. Kick left corner. Brock Bartlett for three. Too long. Rebound tipped out to Lucas Meade. Here he comes. Like a freight train to the rim. Little floater with some touch. No good. But Nick Wheeler cleans up.
Excellent recovery right there by Nick Wheeler. Getting down there, showing the effort. Lucas Meade had a difficult layup. Almost made it right there. But Nick Wheeler's recovery to make that rebound and put back is an excellent opportunity for Gladwin.
Standish still with the lead, 34-22. 20 seconds remaining in the half. See if they hold for one. Cooper Proud gets it to Truman King. He takes a look back at the clock. 10 seconds. He spins into the lane. Little fadeaway jumper. Oh, man, what a play. Truman King, 8 in the quarter. Here comes Lucas Meade. Freight train right to the rim. Little floater, no good. And at halftime, it is Standish 36, Gladwin 22 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen, Grant Cortman here with you. Almost ready to start our second half of play. Let's go through the numbers in the first half. Standish leads it 36-22. They were paced by Truman King with 13 points. Braden Sullivan had 9. Brody Sullivan with 6. Jacob Bartlett had 4. And then Keegan Wendell, or Caden Wendell, excuse me, and Caleb Emmons each had two. As for the Gladwin Flying Gs, they were paced by Nick Wheeler and Lucas Mead, who each had six. Then it was Brady Garrett and Seth Mead had three. Caleb McDonald and Connor D each had two.
Yep, we had, for the Gladwin Flying Gs, five rebounds for Dalton Peters, four rebounds for Nick Wheeler, and three for Lucas Mead. Those were their top three there. On the Sandwich side, Cooper Prout, four rebounds, two rebounds for Caleb Edmonds, two rebounds for Brody Sullivan, and Stanish winning the turnover battle. They only had five compared to the 11 for Gladwin.
And that died down a little bit towards the later half of the half. Gladwin did a much better job of taking care of the basketball and actually getting some shots up.
Yeah, they created a couple of opportunities there. I mean, we were looking at maybe being a 20-plus game at halftime, we were thinking, and I don't want to say they're fortunate to be 14, but I don't think it's the end of the world at 14. I think it still creates the opportunity for some possibilities in the game.
They're going to need a good start. I think these first kind of 4 minutes of this half are going to be very big for how this game ends up wrapping up. The Panthers will start with the basketball. No. Truman King hands it to Braden Sullivan. Braden Sullivan to Brody Sullivan. Left side, he drives right down the lane. Floater, pass inside Cooper Prout. Nice play. Easy left-hand bunny. Prout gets the second half scoring underway. Makes it 38-22. Standish with the lead. Lucas Mead goes right side to Wheeler. Wheeler, cross court, picked off by King. Miscommunication. Left side, Braden Sullivan. Back to King. Blocked by Wheeler. Goes out of bounds. Stays with the Panthers.
A little bit of authority on that block there.
Timeout, Standish already. Back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. And we're glad you're joining us on the big one, this Carroll Broadcasting Station. It is 38-22, Standish. Nuremberg inbound to Sullivan, taken away by Garrett. Here comes Gladwin. And up court, knocked away and stolen by Prout. What a play, and then a foul. Ooh, Braden Sullivan got hit hard, and now a travel called on Cooper Prout. He pointed the wrong way, but yeah, travel on Cooper Prout. Okay, we got that one correct.
Ooh, that's pretty chaotic, keeping track of turnovers on that one.
You got to flip that paper over going back and
yeah,
forth.
It's about three turnovers there in about 10 seconds.
Seth Mead gets the basketball for Gladwin. 38-22, Standish. Seth Mead bounce pass to Lucas Mead back at the volleyball line. Goes right side to Wheeler. Wheeler to McDonald at the elbow. He'll fade away off. A jumper is good.
That's his wheelhouse right there, Nick Wheeler's wheelhouse. And I think Gladwin has the opportunity right there, right around the three-throw line, to create some opportunities for good shots.
Yeah, they're going to have to take twos to beat this team. Standish seems to be taking away the three nicely. Brody Sullivan with the basketball. Gets to the elbow. Trapped, goes to Nick Nuremberg in the left corner. Slows things down. Goes to Truman King. Open corner three. Little short. Rebound Lucas Mead. Here comes the freight train. And Nick Nuremberg going to pick up a foul. Man, when Lucas Mead gets going with a head of steam, it is terrifying for anybody who wants to stand in front of him. Good 6'3", 6'4". Got some bulk to him. I would not be interested in standing in front of him. Lucas Mead brings it up for the Gladwin Flying Gs. Goes to Nick Wheeler. Nick Wheeler gets a screen, works at the top of the key. Goes inside to McDonald. Up, kick out, right corner. Mead for three. Little short. Rebound, though, to smallest guy in the court, Garrett. He'll pass it out to Nick Wheeler. He'll try a left wing three. Line drive, no good. Rebound comes down to Brody Sullivan. And here come the Panthers. Brayton Sullivan brings it across the timeline. Goes left side to Brody. Back up top to Cooper Prout. Looking for the action down low. Get it to Truman King on the left side. Right side, Nick Nuremberg. Nuremberg looking down low. Nothing there. Goes up top to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan looks. Goes to Brody Sullivan right wing. He'll drive inside. Little fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lucas Mead. Here he comes across the timeline. He'll go right at Cooper Prout. Pass to McDonald. Layup is good.
Excellent pass right there by Mead. He was like that frame train you were saying. Hustled all the way down the court. Had his eyes up, though. Great vision. Able to complete that pass. And a great layup right there.
Gladwin cuts it to 12, 38, 26. And Seth Mead almost gets a steal. Knocks it out of bounds. Truman King will inbound from just here in front of us. Sweet sit at the top of the bleachers here. Ogama Heights. Braden Sullivan right down the lane. Left-hand layup good. And he's got something to say to Seth Mead about it. Makes it 40-26 Standish. Lucas Mead walks it across the timeline. Right side to Seth Mead. Back up top. Stanish not quite as aggressive up top. Kind of fading back a little bit. Into McDonald. Up, under, fade away. No good. Rebound pulled down by Wheeler. Out to Mead for three. And air ball by McDonald for three, actually. And then grabbed by Brody Sullivan.
It's a great effort by Wheeler. They're just unable to come away with the three-pointer. But his rebound is outstanding down low.
Braden Sullivan, handoff to Truman King. He'll dribble and hand it off to Nuremberg. Wheeler almost got a hand on that. Deep three here, left wing, Truman King, knock it down.
Woo! It's out of the gym range right there. Out of the gym, that was from Rose City range.
Oh, man, what a shot. 43-26, Standish. 16 points on the night for King. Nick Wheeler on the right side for Gladwin. Pass up top. Lucas Mead able to get it. Jumped up high for it. And he'll bounce it to Nick Wheeler. Almost lost it. Sullivan gets a hand on it. And a travel by Wheeler.
Just out of all kinds of sorts right there. I thought Lucas Mead was looking to just drive to the hoop. Threw a backwards pass without looking. Little bobble action there. And another turnover that's starting to add up here for Gladwin in the second half early.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think of that call. Gladwin fans didn't like that because the ball got tipped. But either way, you're putting yourself in a situation to turn the ball over. Truman King drives inside. Floater over Massey. No good. Nice rebound by McDonald. Out to Lucas Mead. Mead runs right down the lane. Floater. Too short. He jumped from too far away. Knocked out of bounds. And that official just guessed. One official was pretty stern that it was Gladwin basketball, so it is Gladwin ball. Inbound to Massey. Massey straight up blocked from behind by Sullivan, who gets the basketball. He runs down the court. Right hand layup. Good. What a play by Braden Sullivan to strip it from behind, get it, and run all the way down the court for a layup, and it's 45-26 Standish. Inbound to McDonald, loses it a little bit, kick out to Lucas Mead. Mead will dump it back into McDonald, and a foul here coming on Caleb Emmons. He shoved him on just a little bit.
Yeah, a little physical action down there in the paint. It's been happening for a little bit. I'm a little surprised at that long call, but it was the right call.
You know, it takes sometimes you're looking for certain things, eventually you see it. This game brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Omer, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, and Miles & Sons Insurance of Oscoda, Standish, and Ben Conning. Lucas Mead gives it to McDonald. Now Wheeler in the left corner for Gladwin. Up top to Garrett. 3:28 to play in the third. Left side Wheeler. Thought about the three. Thought about it again. Instead goes back up top to Garrett. Garrett will go down inside to Lucas Mead. He's in the short corner. Gives it to Massey. Massey, couple of dribbles through the lane. Too strong. And rebound to Caleb Emmons.
Man, everything looked great about that play except the finish.
Really nice ball movement by the Flying G's, no doubt. Here comes Braden Sullivan. Sullivan will hand it off to Brody Sullivan. He'll drive right in the lane, and he'll lose it out of bounds. And it looked to me they got that one right. Again, Coach Coyne and some Standish Sterling Panthers unhappy about it, but from here it looks like they got that right. He just lost it. 45-26 Standish. Lucas Mead will bring it up. This is a difficult game to officiate because both these teams are so physical. You're not going to make either side happy. Wheeler in the left corner. But all in all, it's been an A job by these officials.
I agree.
Wheeler blocked on the three by Braden Sullivan. He's been all over the place. Truman King the rebound to Sullivan. Brody Sullivan, he'll drive inside. He'll go up through the contact, can't get it to go. But Brock Bartlett's going to get an offensive rebound, but then he turns it over. And then Gladwin turns it over into Brock Bartlett for a layup.
Wow.
That is the best analysis you could give to that right there.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's just crazy sequences. My neck's hurting just from going back and forth looking at what's going on on the floor.
47-26 Standish. Garrett, a reverse layup. It's
good. Little spin cycle on that one, too, with the reverse layup. That was nice.
The 5'6" guard goes in amongst the bigs. And it's 47-28. Brock Bartlett inside. Truman King left hand. Got it to go.
What a great find right there. Truman King caught in the basket. Mostly known for his range, but great job right there by the hoop. Able to convert on that.
Back up to a 21-point lead for the Panthers. Mead right side to Wheeler. Wheeler back into Mead. Cross out to Massey. Massey drives inside. Tries to get a down low to Mead. Knocked out of bounds by Standish. Lucas Mee's got to take jump shots, man. He had a real nice jump shot in that first half from about that mid-range. Now he checks out of the game, and, man, they need to get him some jumpers.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Glavin to be able to get back in this game, they're going to have to make threes. They're going to have to make the three ball. They're down 21 right now. To have any chance to get back in this game, they're going to have to be able to shoot it and have to be able to make it.
Wheeler will inbound from underneath, and Truman King knocks it out of bounds. Looking for Massey, who's not had quite the performance we saw on Monday night. Wheeler inbounds up top to Seth Mead. Seth Mead works to the right side. Goes left side to Massey, into the corner, Wheeler. Wheeler left side to Mead, up top to Garrett. It's that corner three with Wheeler that I want. I think it's a good shot for him. Massey to Wheeler in the corner. Pump fake to three, up top to Garrett. Down inside, picked off by Emmons, and then a foul coming on, oh no, a double dribble coming on Emmons. 49-28, Standish, 1:13 to play in the third. So Gladwin will inbound from underneath the bucket. This game brought to you in part by Nagy's Tractor Sales of Omer and Mississippi Brothers of Standish. Wheeler inbounds to Dalton Peters, to Seth Mead, to Garrett. He'll try a deep three left wing. Short rebound pulled down by Emmons. He'll get it to Brock Bartlett. Bartlett will bring it up to court. Left side to Wendell. Wendell works up top. Right side, Caleb Emmons. Wide open, Trable off to the right. And knocked out of bounds by Brody Sullivan. Standish over Gladwin. 50 seconds left in the third. This is not the third quarter Gladwin wanted to get back into this one.
No, it's a completely different story than what we saw on Monday for sure.
Left side, Massey. Massey to Wheeler in the corner. Now Mead, left wing, up top Garrett. Right side, Massey. Massey will drive. And hang, caught his own rebound, and then he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. I'm guessing in high school, if you catch your own air ball, it's not a travel. Because it is at the higher levels.
Yeah.
Because he airballed a layup, caught it, and went up and was fouled.
Wheeler seems to not agree with you about that corner three. Had a lot of opportunities there. I think that's a decent shot for him, too. He's just not willing to take it. I mean, if I'm the coach, you know, you only got 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in this game. And the only way to get back in, it's going to be scoring, and you got to score quick. I'm taking those shots at the threes. I'm just going to let it fly.
Yeah, you got to work a little bit faster on offense. Amazingly, with the size advantage, they haven't been able to take advantage of it. You're going to have to try and do something else. Massey 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Rebound Emmons. That doesn't help either. 27 seconds remaining in the quarter. It is 49-28 Standish. Right side, Emmons thought about the three. Instead, looks inside. Goes up top, Bartlett. 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. Hands off to Wendell. Truman King checked out of the game, so they won't go to him here at the end of the quarter. Braden Sullivan with the basketball. Works to the free throw line. 5 seconds remaining. Sullivan steps into a three. No good. Brody Sullivan follows it and scores! Yet again, Brody Sullivan at the buzzer. After three, it's Standish 51 and Gladwin 28 on WKJC, your power station for sports. 51-28 Standish. We start our fourth quarter. Lucas Mead gets it for Gladwin in the McDonald. McDonald up at the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Bartlett of Standish. And Braden Sullivan will bring it up. That third quarter was 15-6 Standish, so Truman King steps into an open right wing three, and it rims out. But the ball pops out to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan will slowly dribble it and just give it to Truman King. Smart by him, just resetting. Nice job. Left side, Wendell. Wendell, up top, Sullivan. Sullivan, left side to Prout. Prout into King, and now we've got an offensive foul call down low, away from the basketball. And that's going on Bartlett, I think. Yeah, Brock Bartlett picks up the offensive foul down low.
It's one of the rare times the head coach agreed. Coach Matt Coyne agreed with the call. So obviously the refs are making the right moves tonight.
Fourth team foul by Standish. Gladwin has yet to commit a foul in this quarter. Right side, Lucas Meter in this half, I should say. McDonald down inside Peters, too far from him, and Standish couldn't quite grab it. Ball goes out of bounds. This game brought to you in part by Daniel's Well Drilling of Sterling, Wanda & Co. Family Hair Care of Standish, and Fergie's Pizza of Standish. 51-28, Standish. Inbound. Down low. Tried to get it to number 20, Hale, and it was picked off by Truman King. Left side, Wendell. Wendell into Truman King. King works on the block and makes a pass down to Brock Bartlett. And now a foul going to be called on Gladwin down low, and that probably saved Bartlett from a travel. First foul of the half by Gladwin. 51-28. Winner of this game takes on Midland Mullet Creek, who topped Clare. Bounce pass into Braden Sullivan on the inbound. He works right at the teeth of Seth Mead, but can't finish. And rebound, Dalton Peters. Here comes Lucas Mead for Gladwin. He'll leave it off to Seth Mead. Drives inside, gets to the left block, picks up his dribble, passes it out. Wendell was there, picks it off. Here comes Standish.
Gladwin really struggling with the ball control there, and Standish just taking, you know, so much opportunities. They're just taking all of them, making the best opportunities out of them. Now they can be able to control the clock here a lot. 23-point lead here.
I think Standish knows where Gladwin's passing it before Gladwin does. Inbound to Sullivan. Sullivan underneath. He'll just kick it out to Truman King. His good defense down low by Seth Mead. They get it back to Braden Sullivan left wing. He drives down the baseline. Kick to Keegan Case and Wendell. Little mid-range jumper. No good, but Truman King a rebound. Up, under, fadeaway, good. That kid is so smooth. So smooth. 53-28, 25-point lead. Biggest lead of the night for Standish. Hale down to Dalton Peters. Had it stripped, and it goes out of bounds. He'll stay with Gladwin. That is classic big guy bringing it down right there. Letting the smaller Truman King get a hand on it. He just keeps that up high. He's got a layup. Right side, Lucas Mead. Up top to Hale. Back to the left corner to Dalton Peters. Up top to Garrett. Garrett being harassed. Drives inside. And just threw it out of bounds as he tried to go up on Cole Prout. Isaac Hale. I keep on just calling Hale because I need to check my roster. We didn't see him on Monday night, so I don't remember him. Left side now, it's Case and Wendell. Now up top to Cooper Prout. Left side, Truman King. Truman King right side to Brock Bartlett. 5:20 remaining in our contest. Braden Sullivan works at the top of the key, right side to Wendell. You feel like Standish might just kind of slow it down here. Only work for a good shot. Unless it's this guy right here, Truman King, and give him the green light or anything. Cooper Prott drives down the lane, loses the basketball, and a foul called on Dalton Peters.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think Sanchez is going to pace it a little bit here, and I think, you know, they're going to look for a great shot, a great opportunity.
Some subs will check into the game. As Dalton Peters checks out for Gladwin, Bartlett and Prout check out for Standish Sterling. New guys in for them is Zeke Adrian and Kale Coyne. Truman King gets him on pass, dribbles right around Lucas Mead, goes up off the window and good.
What a fantastic move right there by Truman King. Obviously has shown the ability to be able to shoot, but his down low presence has been fantastic tonight.
Mead goes inside to Isaac Hale, who tried to make a pass. It's picked off. Here comes the Panthers. Braden Sullivan. Oh, great passing between the two Panthers. Sullivan got his own rebound. Sullivan on the right side. Goes up top to Kaysen Wendell. Left side, Kale Coyne. Kale Coyne up top to Adrian. Left side now to Braden Sullivan. 4:21 remaining in our game. 55-28. Panthers almost doubling up. The Gladwin Flying G's here. Kale Coyne basketball up top. McDonald almost got an elbow to the face there from Kale Coyne. Into Truman King, out to Wendell. And the Panthers got no problem just holding on to the basketball right now. This is like Mayo basketball at its finest. Inside the Coyne. Right back out. They're not even looking to score right now. Man, Sullivan up top. He'll drive inside. Little floater off the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Lucas Mead. And we've got a stoppage and a timeout for Gladwin. We'll take one with them. It's 55-28 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. Out of the timeout, the Gladwin Flying G's with the basketball. Lucas Meade has it up top. Tries to get it inbound. It's tipped and stolen by the Panthers. Can I get an updated turnover number on Gladwin here?
They have 23 turnovers right now.
Oh, man. Up top, that's Adrian. Adrian left side to Truman King with 3:20 to play in this one. Braden Sullivan right side, inside to Cale Coyne. And then right back out as the Panthers are looking for open layups or nothing. And Wendell being harassed nicely by Garrett here. He just drives right by him, lays it up, no good. Rebound tip to Cale Coyne. He goes up, no good. Truman King, an offensive rebound. He goes up, left hand on the right side, scores. And it's 57-28. Truman King is the only player who has scored in the fourth quarter on either side. Nick Wheeler steps into a three. Air ball rebounded by Truman King. 57-28. Standish Sterling way up on top. It's in this quarter, it's Truman King 6 and Gladwin nothing.
Yeah, what an impressive quarter here by Standish. You knew that. Oh.
Braden Sullivan for 3, no good.
You knew that Gladwin's going to have to push the pace, you know, being down 20 plus coming into this quarter, but unable to show any signs of life, and Standish is dominating here.
Lucas Meade drives through. He is fouled and makes the basket. He'll go to the line for one more. Makes it 57-30, 2:22 to play in this one. Brock Bartlett, Brody Sullivan check back in. Truman King and Braden Sullivan, the two seniors, they will check out. They get a standing ovation. This game brought to you in part by McDonald's of Myowas. Go to Roscommon, Rose City, and Tawa City. Kohl's Appliance in Lincoln and Tawa City. The Standish and All Gray Pharmacies. And Arby's of Standish, Linwood, and West Branch. Meade completes the three-point play. Makes it 57-31 Standish. Brody Sullivan has it on the left side. Right side to Zeke Adrian. Adrian into Cale Coyne, out to Wendell. And up top to Brock Bartlett. 2 minutes to play. See how long it is until Gladwin gets their seniors out of the game. Cale Coyne going to be fouled by McDonald, plus an extra bump by McDonald. And frustration may be settling in here for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been a really, really, really tough second half for Gladwin in all areas, but you can see it kind of unfolding here in the fourth quarter. Frustrating's getting the best of him on turnovers, some fouls, some shot attempts. It's just not been great, and it's all due to the credit, though, of Standish's effort. I mean, Standish has really just dominated the last three quarters of this game for sure, and even some of the first, so what an effort by the Panthers.
First senior out of the game for Gladwin is Nick Wheeler. Keegan Cuddy checks in for him. Brody Sullivan works it to Adrian on the right side. And Adrian gives it to Brock Bartlett, left side. Up top, Cale Coyne. Coyne gives it to Wendell on the left side. And they just work it around. Sullivan up top. Brody Sullivan, left side to Adrian. Adrian up top to Brock Bartlett. Panthers continue to just work it around the outside. They get it to Brody Sullivan. The free throw line is turned over. And it's grabbed by Keegan Cuddy. Cuddy, right side to D. Outside now. McDonald, he'll drive in. Floater at the lane. No good. Rebound tipped out to Bartlett. And then turned over. Garrett with the steal. And it's McDonald who goes up. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Caden McDonald, another senior on this team. Along with Isaac Hale. Keegan Cuddy. Of course, we said Nick Wheeler, Connor D, and Brady Garrett, who are playing their final high school basketball game as Standish up by 26 with 103 to play.
What a statement game by the Panthers.
Impressive for 32 minutes. Mitchell's having a conversation.
See, that's how impressive we know it's been because it's only been 31 minutes. We just know what the next minute's going to be. What a game tonight. What a game, and you know, Midland Bullet Creek's going to have their hands full Friday night, that's for sure.
Midland Bullet Creek showed really good ball movement, which is what you need against Standish. You can't sit still because they're going to harass you. Free throw by McDonald is good. So I think it'll be a great matchup. It is the top two seeds in this district at Standish and Bullet Creek. And it looks like if McDonald makes this, we'll get the two more seniors out of the game. And he wants to keep playing. Rebound Adrian. Now to Bartlett. Final minute, 57-32, Standish Sterling. They'll move on to the district final. Garrett, playing in his final minute, is harassing and down low, tipped up and stolen by Garrett. Garrett works through the lane and will have a foul. And he'll send Garrett to the line to shoot a 1-1. Two more players will check in. Connor D, Caden McDonald, check out. Colin McDonald and Josh Leininger check in. And now two more players will check in. Number 25, Donald Corlew III will check in and get Lucas Mead out of the game, another senior. And motion's already hitting Lucas as he walks off the court. Free throw by Garrett is good, and they hope he makes the second one so they can get Jaden Miskey in the game for him. Second free throw by Garrett. No good. And we're going to have a foul on number 25, Donald Corlew III. Brock Bartlett is fouled. So that'll check, I'm sure, Brady Garrett out of the game. Brady Garrett will check out. Jaden Miskey in for him.
Obviously not the way Gladwin expected the night to go, but, you know, still a really solid season, awesome performance on Monday, and, you know, something to look back proud of this week, I think.
They just ran into, I mean, this is one of the better games. This is my third time seeing Standish. This is easily the best they've played all year, which is a good time to play your best game that I've seen. I mean, in a district semifinal. They just swing it around, 20 seconds left. Brody Sullivan has been fantastic. The sophomore has the basketball up top. Kaysen Wendell with it. Brock Bartlett with it. 10 seconds. Panthers just going to hold it. They're not going to try to score. Up top to Bartlett. 2-1. Game over. Standish Sterling, an impressive victory. Standish wins the game 57-33. Back to wrap it up on WKJC, your power station for sports.